girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because we're going to talk about why you really want the thing that you want. And honestly, my goal with this episode is for you to leave with more clarity and conviction and maybe one of those aha, like click moments in your head where you're like, yes, this is why I want the thing that I want. This is why I deserve a life that I'm obsessed with. Because maybe right now you've lost a little bit of steam or just oomph or that fire in your belly that you had at the beginning of the year. Maybe that's starting to fade. That's okay. Let's relight that fire by simply helping you understand that if your why is strong enough, you can figure out anyhow along the way. And when you stumble, which is honestly just part of the path toward getting anywhere you want to go, when you stumble, I want you to feel like you can get back up and it's worth getting back up and getting back in the game because this vision is gifted on your heart for a reason. And how we're going to talk about this is I want to really help you push past what I like to think of as your pageant answer. You know, your pageant answer is, I'm doing this because I want to help people. I want more freedom. I want to be healthier. I want to make an impact. I want to make more income. All of those are great goals conceptually, like the big idea, but getting to that root reason of why you actually really want it, getting more specific about what that actually looks like and more importantly feels like is going to help you when life throws curveballs or you have one of those very human moments where you're ugly crying on your bathroom floor and your snot and your mascara is getting together in your mouth and you're choking on it and you're like, I feel like I suck. Welcome to the club. We all have those moments, but I want you to be able to get back up. Right? That's the goal with today's episode. So we're going to talk all about that. But before we dive in, there are so many new listeners of this podcast. And I wanted to, for one, thank those of you that have helped me get the message out. Because every time that you share this on social media and you tag me, not only do I get to say thank you and, you know, learn who's listening into the show. Because remember, I'm recording this by myself. And I picture us like we're girlfriends chatting over spicy margaritas, coffee, tea, wine, whatever. But it's just really cool to know who's actually listening in. So thank you for sharing it. But also, for those of you that I've noticed have left reviews on the podcast, that is so freaking appreciated and helpful. Because when you leave a review on Apple or on Spotify, it then recommends this podcast to other people, which helps spread the message even more. So thank you so much for those of you that show up and support this podcast in a big way. We just passed 450 episodes and over 7 million downloads. And that's because of you and this community. So thank you so, so much. And then also because there are so many new listeners, I want to make sure you know outside of Instagram, which is my personal favorite social media platform, you can find me at keisha.getmarry or empowerher.com. Podcast. Go connect with me over there. But outside of Instagram and the podcast, we've got a really fun way for us to connect, which is through my text platform. I call it Text from Keish because I send out a free inspo little text message every Sunday evening. The idea is that it's like if a fortune cookie and your saucy bestie had a baby. That's kind of the idea behind this. It's a fun way for us to connect. So I send out those free texts every Sunday and then randomly throughout the week. But also you can tell me what's going on in your world. And I love having platforms that you and I can have a conversation in because I want to create products and retreats and events and programs and content that's actually helpful for you. So it's a really fun way for us to connect. And we spend a lot of time on the text list. So if you want to join, text the unicorn emoji to 512-548-2728. Again, text the unicorn emoji to 512-548-2728. And that's how you can join. Again, it's totally free. Now, let's get to the juice of today's episode. So if we happen to be connected on Instagram, you've probably heard me sharing about my husband Cena and I's journey to find a house. So we moved to Denver about 8 months ago. We rented an apartment downtown. My husband, Cena, was getting into real estate investing. Like we're doing it together, but he's more spearheading it. And we decided to use the capital that we had to invest it into properties rather than buying a primary house for us to live in. So we just rented downtown. Now we're getting to the point where we know for sure that we love Denver. We want to live here. We want to start our family this year. And so we want to get a bigger space. And also my husband, Cena, ended up starting a podcast, which if you like real estate, it's called Get Investing. G-H-E-T. And we just need more space because both of us work from home now, you know? So anyway, we're looking for a house. It's been really difficult to find the house that we really want because we've got some specific criteria of what we're looking for. And we were at breakfast on Saturday and we just popped open Zillow and we saw a listing that had no pictures. And if you've ever been on Zillow before, that's very rare, but it was for sale by owner. It was in the exact location that we wanted. So Sina calls the listing person, which is the actual owner of the house, and he says that he'll show it to us if we pop over there. So we pop over there and literally 10 minutes later, we're walking through this house and it needs a lot of renovations, but that's really actually what Sina and I are looking for, is putting some of the sweat equity in it so we don't, it doesn't cost us as much. And because then we can design what we want. And we are very particular about, you know, having four bedrooms because our family's from out of town and, you know, hopefully we start a family this year and wanting to have more space, all this stuff. It checked all of the boxes. And what happened is I let myself get so excited because we point blank asked the owner of the house if we gave him a full price offer, if he would accept the offer. And he was like 100%. So immediately went back and we, you know, crafted the offer. We sent it over to him and it ended up taking a really long time to get feedback from him. Long story short, he ends up rejecting the full price offer and deciding that he wants to build two townhomes on the property instead of selling it to us. And here's the thing. He's entitled to change his mind. That's actually something that I talk about often on this podcast. Like, we need to normalize that you can change your mind. But I was extremely let down. And I'm really always trying to let myself feel all the emotions rather than reframing it instantly. I let myself be really upset. And full transparency, I called my mom and I was sitting in the bathtub bawling my eyes out. And I even told her, I'm just going to be real with you. I told her, I hope this guy is barefoot and he steps on a Lego because he lied to us. And I don't know, I was acting like a toddler. Don't even tell me that you don't say things that sometimes you're like, why in the world did I say that? Anyway, so I let myself feel that experience of being let down. But here's the thing I always remind myself. I am not upset for letting myself get excited even though I ended up getting let down. I never want to rob myself of the joy or having enthusiasm for life and believing that things work out. I want to be that person who believes that things work out. And if they don't, I'm going to be let down. But I'd still be let down if I pretended like I didn't care. If I would have pretended like I didn't want this house, I still would have been let down if we didn't get it. It wouldn't have robbed me of the letdown. But what was really interesting and why I chose to share this with you is because what I noticed is at first I felt let down because I felt as if the vision was gone, right? This vision of this next chapter of our life and Sina and I having this office that we get to share in this podcast, you know, recording studio and having a baby room and starting our family and having a guest room that when people stay, they don't have to like stay on our couch or an air mattress, right? And I just started to see this vision. And so I was upset because I felt as if the vision was gone, but the vision wasn't gone. In fact, I got so much more clarity on the exact vision that I have because of the letdown. And sometimes we forget that, right? How powerful it is that when we don't get what we want, but we let ourselves get excited and picture that vision, it can be super helpful because then we realize how badly we actually want it, right? So like that letdown made me realize the type of house that I want and how excited I am about this next chapter of life. And it's really interesting because sometimes we don't think about that, right? Where if you've been listening into this podcast for a while, you know that I haven't talked until recently about this idea of wanting to move into this motherhood season. And I know that that's something that I can't control. And, you know, I realize I have no idea when that will happen. I know there are some of you, and I want to be very sensitive to this, that are like really struggling with infertility. My heart goes out to you. And I don't know what that feels like. Just know that I love you and I'm rooting for you. And I hope that this, you know, that you get what you want. And, you know, there's a lot that we can't control. But what I really did realize is in this moment, how important it was that I had a really deep reason why I wanted this type of house and why I wanted this next vision. And it's really important that you, with whatever goals that you have, think about this too, right? Like if you want to like figure out how to get a lot of oomph and fire to keep going towards your goals, I think you've got to move past your pageant answer, right? Like I want a nice house. I want a great marriage. I want to make an impact. I want more freedom. I want more finances. I want to be healthy. Those are all great conceptually, but why do you actually want that? Can you come up with some specific reasons why you actually want that thing? Because that's going to help you keep showing up, right? We got to dig to that deeper layer beyond that pageant answer. Like what is going to get you to keep showing up for your dreams? It's got to be a deeper why. The how will figure itself out, right? Another house will come, another opportunity for you to get that job that you maybe didn't get that job offer. Another person will come into like it will work out for you, but you've got to have a deep reason why you're going to keep showing up when you're experiencing resistance for the little things and for the bigger things. And I want to specifically use kind of a taboo topic that I feel like I want to share a little bit about, which is this concept of money. And there are a lot of you that tell me you've got these side hustles or you're monetizing your podcast or you've got an Etsy shop or you're doing Uber on the side or whatever. Like you have another stream of income because you want to make more income in your life. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to make more income. There's nothing wrong with wanting to make a lot of income, right? Whatever it is, like I don't think money changes you. I think it just amplifies who you already are, right? You can do more good if you make more income, whatever, okay? So the thing is, those of you that have a side business or you are entrepreneurs or maybe you're in sales-based roles where you're really trying to work hard to build more income for your life, I want you to think about a deeper reason because I'm using this example because a lot of you tell me that you want to make more income this year. And I'm actually going to bring someone on the podcast who's going to talk more about side hustles and streams of income. And although we don't talk a lot about business on this show, because so many of you are telling me that these are some of your goals for 2023, it's my responsibility by creating this podcast and knowing what's going on in your world to help support you in any way that I can. So that's coming in a couple of weeks here. But beside the point, when you're thinking about making more income, why is it that you want that? And I'll share for me, for example, I want more freedom of choices and how I spend my day. And making more income in my business allowed me to give my husband, Sina, the option to leave dentistry, right? Which was about a year and a half ago. And I am so grateful that we had that option. And I feel so privileged to even be able to say that. And I recognize my own privilege of just growing up the way that I did and having exposure to things and believing in myself and surrounding myself with a lot of people that looked like the direction that I'm heading, having the opportunity to get into rooms where my vision was expanded so I could say to my husband, just leave if you don't love it, because I wanted more freedom. And one of the things that I go down to specifically of why I wanted more time freedom is because my husband and I have always had this vision of taking our kids to school and picking them up. So I don't know about you, but I really love the idea of having baby butt soft skin. But also, I've been talking a lot about how we want to start our family this year. So I care about having no hormone disruptors or toxins in my products. Like I'm literally switching over my makeup and of course my skincare. But I've been using this line from ClearStem since 2018, literally 5 years. It's a skincare line that is both anti-aging and anti-acne with zero hormone disruptors or toxins. And I love their products. I use their cleanser, their scrub. They've got this deep moisturizer. They've got Bounce Back, which is basically a Botox serum. They've got incredible eye cream and sunscreen. Like I literally have been using their entire line. And it's such a good line that I want to make sure you know about this because I do get questions about skincare, which I'm always really flattered when people ask me questions about skincare because I'm like, it's ClearStem. And of course, there are a lot of things that contribute to overall skin health, which is why I really love ClearStem as a company because they educate you. Over on their Instagram page, on their website, they have one of those free quizzes that you can do. If you go to clearstemskincare.com, you can take a quiz and it's going to help you understand what types of products that you need for yourself. But also they're really big on education because your skin is correlated to your gut health and it's correlated to the foods that you're eating too. And they care about really looking at you holistically. But also, because they are a sponsor of this podcast, if you use code Kacia, K-A-C-I-A, when you go to clearstemskincare.com, you get a sweet discount on any of their products. So head to clearstemskincare.com, take their quiz, check it out. Let me know if you have specific questions. Like I said, I love so many of their products, but I want you to get the stuff that actually you need for yourself. I think you're going to fall in love with this brand, and I can't wait to hear what you think when you check it out. Now, without further ado, let's dive back into the show. And that feels like a deeper reason than just having more freedom. But we can even get deeper than that. Why is it that I care about taking the kids that we don't even have yet to and from school? Why was that part of this freedom that I wanted? And why did I want to do it together with my husband? Well, because my mom worked her butt off. My parents got divorced when I was like 4 years old. And my mom like waited tables and she did real estate and property management. She had tons of different jobs. And so sometimes her hours weren't super flexible, right? Especially when she was working in restaurants. But I remember I would get so excited when she picked me up from school and how pumped I was about that. And for whatever reason, that's part of the reason that I've always wanted time freedom. Even back when I was working in the corporate world, I remember thinking like, how am I going to get this time freedom? That doesn't necessarily have to be a goal that you have, but like, well, for whatever reason, that's always really been a driver for me. That is a deeper why that I want to show up and create more time freedom because of the fact that I really want to take and pick up my kids from school, right? Again, very random example, but just giving you some more context of how you can figure out what specific reasons are that you want what you want. And even for the fact of wanting to make more income, it's important to me that I can take care of my mom because I recognize how much she did to give me the life that I had. Like, it's important to me that I can take my mom on a vacation or that she knows that she's taken care of in her later life because of the fact that I work really hard on my business and I recognize the sacrifices that she made. That's a deeper reason than I want to make more income, right? So like, how can you attach your deeper reason for why you're doing something? And there are a lot of you that talk to me about houses. Like, you've got a dream house. I'm actually not someone who really cares about cars or brands. Like, I'm not a big like material brand type of person. There's nothing wrong with that if you are. Like, whatever is going to make you excited. But because we're on this topic of money, I'll share with you one of the reasons that I really want to have a spacious house is because growing up, I often went over to my friend's house who, you know, maybe their parents were still together and they also had these nice houses that had a ton of space and they could entertain and, you know, we could have a bunch of us over there. I've always really had this vision of having my house that I raise my kids in be a house that their friends want to come over to and their parents can come over and we can entertain and have kids there, right? That's always been something that I've wanted. So while I'm not motivated to work really hard to buy a nice car or to buy a nice purse or to do a lot of like, I don't know, like maintenance, like hair extensions and things that cost money like that, that's not a motivator to me. Again, there's nothing wrong with that, but I do really care about having a spacious house. Right? So get to the reason why it actually matters beyond I want to make more money or I want to be a quote unquote successful entrepreneur. What does that actually look like? And how can you make it personal? Because I do care about helping people. I care so deeply about this podcast community. If you've been listening to this for a while, you know, you can't fake sincerity. Like, I genuinely care, which is why I've shown up twice a week for 4+ years and on social media and through my text list and things like that, because I really care about you. I genuinely do. But that's sometimes not a big enough reason to get you to show up when you're really doubting yourself. Sometimes we have to make our whys more personal, because I believe if your why is strong enough, you can figure out any how. But your why is for the world, but it also has to be more personal. And I just think that honestly really matters. And maybe for you, when you think about a health goal, maybe you had a parent, like maybe you had your mom or you had a aunt or a sister. I'm picking female people that might have been in your life that would have done this, because I feel like this is more common with women, that like really nitpicked their bodies, right? And they said a lot of negative things. And maybe they didn't say it directly to you, or maybe they did, but you really are working hard right now on developing your relationship with your own body and your health to talk about health in terms of strength and energy, and to never be the woman who nitpicks your body and stands in front of a mirror and has your daughter or your niece or someone in the next generation hear you say those things. That's a deeper why than I want to be healthy, right? Because you got to figure out what is going to keep you actually showing up. And if you are picturing the example that you're setting for your kids or your niece or nephew, if you don't want to have kids, that's totally cool too. Whatever it is, like, how can we make this deeper? Because that's a reason that's going to be compelling enough to keep you showing up and working on your mindset. Because so often it's not just going to the gym and doing the workouts and eating well and drinking your water, but it's how you think about yourself when you're by yourself, right? So what's going to keep you showing up for that? Well, it's getting a more compelling reason. Another thing, marriage. You know, totally your call if you don't want to get married. On this podcast, whatever feels aligned for you, whatever your goals are, I love that for you. But I catch myself often saying that I want an exceptional marriage. And I believe I deserve that, just like I believe you deserve to have whatever dreams you have gifted on your heart and whatever type of life you want to create, you deserve that too. Simply that reason alone is enough reason. But how can we get to an even deeper layer of why that matters to us? Well, I recognize that I didn't have an exceptional marriage modeled to me. And again, this is not a knock at my parents. Like, I'm so grateful. If I didn't have the parents that I had, then I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And I'm proud of the person that I am today. And I'm proud of how hard I work on myself. And I'm so grateful for the people that raised me, right? Even for the ups and downs that we went through of all of those relationships, right? We all have that. But beside the point, I didn't have that modeled to me. No offense to my family, but I've always felt like I wanted to be that model. It's always been important to me to have an exceptional marriage, which is also part of the reason that I didn't really get caught up in this timeline where so often so many of you tell me, you're like, what if I'm not married by 30 or I'm not married by 35? And we cave to these societal pressures. It took me, just being really honest with you, it took me a long time to recognize that I wanted to marry my now husband. No offense to him. It was a me thing, right? Because I wanted an exceptional marriage. And I felt like, and you know, the story that I told myself was more time and more experiences would make me feel more certain that this was the right person that I was doing life with. So it didn't matter to me that we waited 13 years of dating until we got married, right? Part of that, like a big part of that, was because of me and just me wanting to feel ready because I cared so deeply about having an exceptional marriage that I was willing to deal with the feedback from everybody else of, when's he going to pop the question? Why aren't you married yet? And all of that stuff. I was willing to deal with that because I had this very strong reason of why I wanted an exceptional marriage. It wasn't modeled to me. And I believe that we learn a lot through osmosis. And I would love for my kids or even their friends that come over to our house to get to see a marriage that is two people that work really hard on their marriage. That matters to me. Again, it doesn't have to be your goal. I'm sharing really personal goals with you because I do think of us like we're girlfriends chatting on this podcast, but also because I want to give you specific examples of how you can move past a pageant answer of I want a great marriage to I want an exceptional marriage. And why do I want an exceptional marriage? Because to me, I believe that your life is a testimony of what's possible for other people. And I think about that in a lot of aspects of business and even like how I show up in a very like goofy way to life. I want to show you that you don't have to take yourself too seriously. But I also want to remind you that your days are numbered here and you don't know the count. So you have to show up to your one shot here. Like that matters to me to talk to you about that. But I also really want to help you figure out what it is that's deeper than what you're saying is your reason for chasing your goals or building your business or growing your career or wanting to move to that new city. We've got to figure out why it matters more. So I want you to ask yourself why, and that's probably going to give you the pageant answer, right? And then I want you to ask yourself why that matters. Why that matters. You might have to ask yourself 5 times, maybe even 6 times to get to the root. Like think of it like you're peeling back an onion, a deeper, deeper reason of why it is that you want to be healthy or make more income or have an exceptional marriage or why you want to have a podcast or share your story with the world or whatever it is that you want to do in your one shot here. Why do you actually want it, right? Get to the deeper reason. And no, I love you. And I'm rooting for you. Like I'm really, really rooting for you. I show up and try to keep it as real as I possibly can on this podcast because I started the show because I didn't feel as if there were enough examples of women in the podcasting space who were peeling back the curtain and telling you what they're navigating in real time. I don't have all the answers. I don't pretend like I do, but I do want to be the friend that can remind you and, you know, hopefully be this voice in the back of your head sometimes or whenever you plug me in, when you're in the shower or you're commuting or you're doing laundry, you're walking your dog, you're working out, whatever you're doing. I want to be this reminder to you that you deserve this life. But the only thing that might be holding you back is you just don't know why you want it. Let's get to the deeper root. And if you find that you can't come up with a deeper reason, maybe the goal isn't aligned for you right now, right? Because our days are numbered here. And we don't know the count. Let's make today matter. Get to that deeper reason. Feel free to loop me in. You can always shoot me a DM or a text message and let me know what's going on. And if you need help around this, I love you. And I'll talk to you soon, girl.
you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.